With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. There was no shortage of excitement when the Intertrust Cayman Islands Marathon, half marathon and four-person relay hit the streets over the weekend. The 17th annual event saw 1,200 people register to participate. The Kelly Holding event, race director for the Intertrust Cayman Islands Marathon, Rhonda Kelly, says between the weather cooperating and everyone having a great time, it was a fantastic event.
It was fantastic. It was such a beautiful day. We're so thankful that the weather was good and everybody seemed to have a great time.
What was the feedback like?
Oh, fantastic. The weather, people, I think that was probably the single best thing yesterday was the weather. It was just a beautiful, mild morning, which made it a great running day for everyone. There were so many personal bests. We had our record broken in the half, which was amazing. And just, you know, loads of people just able to accomplish something they never thought they could do. So there was just a lot of emotion at the finish line. It was just a really, really beautiful morning.
What was something about Sunday morning that you would remember? What was the most memorable moment there?
Oh, wow. There was probably two people that I got to see, because obviously running back and forth, I don't always see people cross the finish line. But the gentleman who broke the half marathon record was just amazing. And he was just so excited when he crossed the finish. So it was just really fun to see him cross the finish line, breaking the half marathon record. Christopher Thompson, he's from the UK, and he did it in an hour and 7 minutes. So that was really exciting. And I think seeing Taylor Vaughn, who did her first half marathon, she's kind of had a year of total transformation. Seeing her cross the finish line and the tears and just the emotion that she had for being able to do something that a year ago she would never even have considered. And there was a lot of people like that. It was just a really, really fantastic morning.
So what about local athletes? Any local athletes have any stories to tell?
Yeah, another memorable thing that happened was Phil Reed won the full. He's a local resident, and it was really exciting for him to see him cross the finish. He was really excited when he won the full, and I think everybody who saw him and everybody who knows him and all the people who train with him and, of course, know how hard he trains and how hard he worked to win the full, that was really exciting as well. So we had just a lot of fun, excited people, people who'd worked so hard for many, many months. I mean, that's the great thing about the event is obviously that it's exciting on the day, but these people have trained for months to kind of just be out there and to finish this. So to realize all the hard work they've put in, it was really, really a fun morning.
How many people were out there, approximately?
Yeah, we had over 1,200 people register, so over 1,100 people actually came out and participated in the event. You usually have about that 10% kind of drop. But yeah, over 1,100 people out in the streets of Georgetown running between the three events. And then we had 240, I think it was, children in the Kids Fun Run. The Milo Kids Fun Run, that was a great time as well. And that starts a little later in the morning, but we had loads of primary school. It's a free event, courtesy of Milo and the Ministry of Sports. So that was later in the morning and really fun to see all the kids participate in that. We did prize drawings for them, and so that was another fun part of the whole morning.
All right. Another fun part for me is the stories that come with the Cayman Marathon from people from all over the world or even here in Cayman.
Well, there was one woman who, her bib was number 60. She was here celebrating her 60th birthday that was actually on Marathon Day, and she was running her 60th full marathon.
Oh, my.
So there were a lot of things like that. You know, like I said, people who've overcome different things, people who were running in memory of other people. There was a gentleman there who had first run our event in 2011, and he came back this year to run again. So a lot of different stories of people who've overcome things, who were running for others, and just doing something that they never thought they'd do before. And then other people who were running, you know, their 80, I think there was a lady from the U.S. that was running her 82nd full marathon.
Wow.
So tons of really good stories. It was a really emotional and exciting morning. We're just so thankful that everybody finished safely and that we had no problems with anybody health-wise, which is a huge thing for us. Thankful to the sponsors, all the volunteers. We had hundreds of volunteers out there yesterday, making sure that everything was taken care of and all the runners were taken care of, our medical team. Just so thankful for all the people. It's a huge team effort to make the morning happen. And we're so thankful to everybody and everybody along the route, all the houses, everybody who came out and cheered, who had a little patience with a little bit of noise that they have to deal with every year on this morning. Just thankful to them. Thankful to the whole community. It is a community effort. Our visitors, we had close to 200 visitors in the race, which means we had about 500 visitors on island. So again, that was, you know, they get the Cayman kind, they get all the kindness of the people along the route and everybody who made their morning extra special. So it was really good morning.
Paul Schreiner competed in the full marathon.
It was a great day for a race in the Cayman Islands, to be honest. It was the coolest race that I have experienced for the marathon in the many years that I've been running the event. The organization was fantastic again, as were the volunteers who helped cheer on everybody from the first runner who won the race to the last one. It was extremely difficult, even though it was a cooler day. It's just a tough run to do the whole race, to do the whole marathon. Doing the second loop down South Sound can get quite demoralizing, actually, but it is still a great event, and you still end up happy for it, even though I'm very sore today and essentially limping around the office.
That'll do it for Radio Cayman's Local Sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.